I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So in addition to all the bills that are up for consideration, there are some that have been killed in committee that are worth noting.
Yes, there are bills. I think we've talked about both of them on this show. Yesterday in the House Business and Industry Committee, the bill to require that farm workers and dairy workers have workers' compensation insurance. So in case they're injured or hurt or even killed on the job, there would be some workers' comp to pay for their health care services or to provide death benefits. And after a two-hour hearing, that bill was tabled. And so it is essentially dead for this session.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's kind of shocking.
And then there was also the Health Security Bill.
Right. The Health Security Act, which is the bill that would study the creation of having one entity be the payer of all reimbursement for claims for health care provision. There's a bill in the Senate and a bill in the House. And yesterday, in that very same committee, the Health Security Act was also tabled. And there were a lot of disappointed people because those hearings were really well attended, and a lot of disappointed people that both those bills could not get out of that committee.
So it wasn't a single payer bill. It was a bill to study the possibility of someday having a single-payer bill.
Yeah, I mean, the idea around it is to have one entity, a nonprofit, be the payer of all health insurance. But they would do some work to determine if that would work before they would implement that program. And, of course, the study done by the state paid for, I think it cost $2 million, and this was a couple of years ago. That study said that we would save money using a single-payer system, period. But, hey, as I tell people, the facts don't always matter at the legislature.
Yeah, well, as we've discussed, the legislators have often made up their minds before they even go into the session.
Yes.
So there are also some bills which we haven't really talked about yet concerning water being one of the major issues in New Mexico.
Right. There are quite a few bills, as always, introduced addressing water issues. I think a really important one that we've not done in New Mexico yet, we have not done a statewide mapping of the aquifers. So we really don't know on a statewide basis where are all the pockets of water and how can we continue to do development in certain areas if we don't know where that water is.
It does raise an interesting question, which is maybe food for a later show, but how do they allocate rights if they don't know where the aquifers are?
Well, interestingly enough, there's another bill which has been introduced now about four or five times. It's a bill that Representative Varela has carried, a domestic well bill. And the idea around that is right now the state engineer who gives out permits shall give a permit to anyone who requests it for domestic well usage, regardless of whether there's any water in the area. And so what this bill would do is say the state engineer has a right to create these critical management areas where we know for a fact that the aquifer is going down and that we might have less money. In fact, one of those areas is right where I live in the Galisteo Basin. We know that there's a problem with water here, and yet any of us who want to can go get a water permit. Well, this bill would say, okay, the state engineer has a right to declare these critical management areas and then look at, is there really going to be water for that domestic well permit, and then if there is, limiting it to a certain amount. So that's an important one which has never been able to get through.
And is that because of the pressure from real estate development?
Well, yeah, the idea that we could limit growth and development is one antithetical to many people.
Okay, so that's one of the, that's one water bill, a couple of water bills.
Yep. There's another water bill that I think this has also been tried at least once before, and that's to expand the eligibility requirements for the state engineer. Right now, they have to be an engineer, but there are other professions that actually know about and understand water, like geologists or geohydrologists or attorneys, people who also could be the state engineer. But because now it's restricted to just a registered professional engineer, it does limit the pool of choices for that very important position in our state government.
Interesting. Is that a position that we vote for?
No, it's an appointment by the governor. Now, another bill, which I think we might have mentioned before on the show, is the well that would give the state engineer authority over aquifers below 2,500 feet.
Yes.
And that bill is actually moving to make sure that, I mean, we've got in Sandoval County a huge aquifer of non-potable water that's below 2,500 feet. And they're going to trying to base enormous development on that. But how long will that aquifer last? So we need the state engineer to have some ability to manage those kinds of basins. And that bill has already passed the House by 64-0. So I think that the state engineer is going to get that authority.
Very interesting and probably in the future quite important.
Yes.
And anything else in the realm of water?
Well, there's a number of bills that are kind of scary that would loosen the laws and regulations on controlling the quality of water. So I know that the environmental people and the water people are watching those closely.
Interesting. Well, that's all, once again, for future shows. We're just about out of time. Linda Siegel joins us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, just before the 9 o'clock hour for the Legislative Update. Thank you so much for being with us, Linda.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And we will see you on Friday.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Good Morning Jazz.